This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira kathira. Amma ba'du. First of all, I think we mubarak and mubarak to, especially to all our friends and brothers and sisters from Syria.
Allah barak.
Alhamdulillah. That is a news, khabar mubarak, lahum balana, kulluna. Alhamdulillah. ولكن أين علامات السعادة؟ أين حلويات؟ أي؟ أين كذا وكذا؟
Tomorrow.
Everybody has sugar.
طيب ما شاء الله ما قلت كذا. الحمد لله.
جيد. الحمد لله. The second thing before I go into my actual خاطرة is سبحان الله those of them we see here. People who came as refugees. I talked to a lot of them. I talked to a lot of refugees. I talked to Iraqis and Syrians. Just to listen to the stories. And if you see the stories, subhanAllah, people who had factories, people who had businesses, people who had big homes, people who were professionals, they lost everything. On top of that, they lost family members. They lost their sons and daughters. They lost their parents. They came to this country as refugees with nothing. Nothing. They started doing, somebody who owns a factory, somebody who owns a big business, started working as a manual laborer in somebody's shop. Started driving a taxi and whatnot. Imagine, just it's not a story. The question is, what does it do to your heart? What does it do to your confidence? But subhanAllah, each one of them is an inspiration of Allah. So anytime I see, you know, any difficulty, alhamdulillah, Allah has kept me free from all difficulties. But anything that looks like a difficulty, I think about my friends. I'm deliberately not mentioning names because, mashallah, there are so many of them. If I mention somebody, somebody else will say, you do not mention my name. So I don't want to put myself in trouble. So, but alhamdulillah. So this is something to very important. I think this is something we should do, all of us, is sit with people and talk to them and listen to their stories. It is a matter of great inspiration. As I said, we are talking about this because of what is happening and happened here, alhamdulillah, bismillah ta'ala, but it applies to everybody. I have lived a long life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to live in times with awareness and knowledge. So to give you a very quick list, I have seen the Russian-Cuban missile crisis in this country. 1962. I saw the Soviet Union, the USSR, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, at its peak, and I saw it collapse. Doesn't exist anymore. I saw the breakup of Pakistan, East and West Pakistan, and the formation of Bangladesh. And I saw what happened now, what's happening in Bangladesh. I saw the peak of power of Indira Gandhi, absolute government under emergency in India, and I saw the assassination of Indira Gandhi. I saw the assassination of her son, Rajiv Gandhi. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown many, many things. I saw the peak of the power in Iran of Shah, Raza Shah Pahlavi. And the enormous coronation ceremony of him and his wife, Faradiba. And I saw the same Raza Shah Pahlavi when he died. No country would accept the body to be buried. Same person. And many more, but I think this is enough. That's why I say, live with awareness, keep your eyes open, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it that I'm seeing? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his kalam, kam taraku min jannatin wa uyun wa zuru'in wa maqamin kareem wa na'matin kanu fiha fakihin kadhalika wa awrathnaha qawman akharin fama bakat alayhim. Fama bakat alayhim. Who will even cry? Who cries for them? Who even regrets? Who will shed one tear? فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنظَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Dukhan, Allah said, imagine how many gardens and springs the tyrants left behind, as well as crops and splendid residences, palaces and luxuries which they fully enjoyed. And so it was. And we awarded it all to another people. And neither heaven nor the earth wept over them, nor was their fate delayed. In all of this story of so many things, so many changes, and wallahi, my Rabb is my witness, no piece of heaven and no khitta of the earth will shed one tear for the oppressors. There will be no regret that the oppression is over. And inshallah, it will end. Because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah. Two things. Allah never gives the entire earth to anybody. Whole earth, nobody. Not Muslim, not non-Muslim, not nobody. Nobody ever had complete control over the whole earth. Nobody. And second thing is, Allah never gives that forever. Never. Every single empire in history lasted for a period of time. The largest empire in the history of mankind was the British Empire, which at its peak controlled 25% of the earth's surface, and it lasted for 400 years. Today, the sign of the British Empire is the monarch, is the King of England, whose power is equivalent to the king on a deck of cards. He is a tourist attraction. Eh? 400 years of rule. Allah never gives the whole earth to anyone, and Allah never gives it forever. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us focus on what is important. And what is important is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. The rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why they say, if you get the whole world, if you have the whole world, and you do not have Allah, then what do you have? And if you lose everything, but you do not lose Allah, what have you lost? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and I will end with that, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu nafsin. Kullu nafsin. As-sa'id wa shaqi. Al-malik wa fakhir. Everyone. كل نفس ذائقة الموت فإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. And you will receive your full reward on the day of judgment. فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. The life of this world is only deception. The only deception. Appearances deceive. The story of the Asad dynasty has not ended. They may think it ended, not ended. It will end when they face Allah. It will end when those, millions of them, of their own brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, men, women and children were slaughtered for no reason. When they will meet Allah and they will ask for what crime they had been killed. And every single one of them, inshallah, is a shaheed. Every single one is a shaheed and in Jannah. And that is when the account of the father and son will be settled by Allah. And the same thing applies to all the Jabbarin and all the oppressors, present, past and future. Nobody escapes. Nobody escapes. Allahu Sari'ul Hisab. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إن كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحمنا أنت خير الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.